Imagine waking up every morning unsure of who you'll be today. Will you feel empty and desperate for connection, or rage-filled and pushing everyone away? For millions living with complex borderline personality disorder, CBPD, this isn't a hypothetical scenario, it's daily reality. Daniel Day Fox's groundbreaking book tackles what happens when BPD doesn't travel alone, but brings along companions like bipolar disorder, depression, ADHD, or PTSD. This work has become required reading in many clinical psychology programs and has been praised by Dr. Marsha Linehan, the creator of dialectical behavior therapy, as the missing piece in BPD treatment. With over 18 million Americans affected by BPD and the majority experiencing co-occurring conditions, Fox's approach addresses a critical gap in mental health understanding that has left countless individuals misdiagnosed and undertreated for years. Borderline personality disorder isn't simply a collection of symptoms. It's a complex adaptation to manage years of anguish and disappointment. Unlike many mental health conditions that respond readily to medication, BPD represents an intricate maladaptive management tool developed for survival in early environments. The disorder essentially functions as a coping mechanism that unfortunately reinforces painful family values, scripts, and rules, causing ongoing turmoil. These coping mechanisms often manifest as intense emotional reactions, fear of abandonment, and unstable relationships, all serving as protective shields against perceived threats and emotional pain. BPD's development follows multiple pathways, with no single cause explaining its emergence. Genetics plays a significant role. Individuals with relatives who have BPD are 5 times more likely to develop the disorder themselves, with a 46% chance that a first-degree relative will also qualify for diagnosis. Many BPD traits show strong genetic connections, including impulsivity, neuroticism, affective instability, depression, anxiety, and relationship disturbance. Research has identified specific genetic markers associated with emotional dysregulation and impulsivity, particularly in the serotonin system and stress response pathways. While not universal, abuse is another significant factor for many with BPD. Sexual abuse occurs in 36.5 to 68% of those who develop the disorder, with the severity, age of onset, and type of abuse contributing to symptom impairment. Multiple traumatic events, rather than single incidents, show stronger correlation to BPD development. Physical abuse, emotional abuse, and witnessing domestic violence also significantly increase the risk. Studies indicate that chronic exposure to trauma during critical developmental periods can alter brain structure and function, particularly in areas responsible for emotion regulation and stress response. Family environments significantly shape BPD through experiences including neglect, conflict, hostility, unpredictability, parental mental illness, insecure bonding, disrupted attachments, multiple caregivers, substance abuse, and emotional instability. Linehan's biosocial theory identifies 3 invalidating family types that contribute to BPD: chaotic, caretakers absent, neglectful, leading to inconsistent emotional support; perfect, negative emotions minimized to maintain flawless image, creating shame around authentic feelings; and typical, rigid boundaries with emphasis on emotional control without support, resulting in suppressed emotions. These environments fail to teach emotional regulation, leading to alternating between emotional suppression and extreme expression. Children in such environments learn that their emotional experiences are wrong, invalid, or unacceptable, forcing them to develop maladaptive coping strategies. The combination of genetics, abuse, and family environment in varying degrees creates the complex pathway to BPD. Understanding this helps individuals separate their identity from past mistreatment and embrace a new future beyond the disorder. Recent research has shown that early intervention, particularly during adolescence, can significantly impact the course of BPD. This understanding has led to the development of specialized treatments that address both the biological vulnerabilities and environmental factors contributing to the disorder. recognition of BPD's complex etiology has also helped reduce stigma and promote more compassionate, effective treatment approaches. Martin's story illustrates the complex nature of CBPD. Despite 12 years of marriage, his relationship with Paula has been tumultuous, with two separations due to his infidelity. When threatened with abandonment, Martin displays classic BPD behaviors: emotional breakdown, excessive calling, extravagant gifts, and suicidal threats. Once Paula returns, his commitment to therapy wanes, replaced by verbal abuse and controlling behavior. During a crisis, he threatens suicide with a gun, leading to hospitalization, where he was diagnosed with multiple disorders, including BPD, bipolar disorder, and substance use disorders. His case exemplifies how different conditions can interweave and amplify each other, creating a complex web of symptoms that resist simple treatment approaches. This complexity represents the norm rather than the exception in BPD cases. Fox distinguishes between pure BPD, where all symptoms stem solely from BPD, and complex BPD, CBPD, where BPD coexists with other mental health conditions. Studies indicate that over 85% of individuals with BPD meet criteria for at least one other psychiatric disorder, with many having three or more diagnoses. Most literature actually describes complex BPD while treating co-occurring conditions as secondary concerns, failing to recognize how these conditions create a unified impact that requires integrated treatment approaches. This approach leads to a dangerous cycle of symptom dismissal, where additional symptoms are incorrectly attributed to BPD rather than comorbid conditions. For instance, when a patient with undiagnosed ADHD and BPD struggles with impulsivity, clinicians might attribute all impulsive behaviors to BPD, missing the opportunity to address the ADHD component. When symptoms unrelated to BPD are explained away as just part of BPD, they remain unaddressed and worsen until reaching a breaking point: self-harm, hospitalization, or incarceration. Even when intervention occurs, without accurate identification of all conditions, improvement is temporary and relapse is common. The key to breaking this cycle is understanding the distinction between core content and surface content. Core content refers to the internal beliefs about oneself, others, and the world, feelings of worthlessness, abandonment, and emptiness that drive maladaptive patterns. These beliefs often develop early in life and become deeply ingrained. Surface content includes the observable behaviors and symptoms that manifest from this core content: shame, dissociation, self-harm, promiscuity, substance abuse. While medications help control surface structure content, such as reducing anxiety or stabilizing mood, they cannot address core content issues that drive maladaptive patterns. This explains why medication alone often provides incomplete relief. Most mental health providers are trained to recognize surface structure content, depression, anxiety, trauma, but not the core content driving these symptoms. For example, a therapist might focus on treating visible anxiety symptoms without exploring the underlying fear of abandonment that fuels the anxiety. Without addressing this underlying core content, treatment often yields minimal change, leading to frustration and premature termination of therapy. Successful treatment requires a comprehensive approach that identifies and addresses both surface symptoms and core beliefs while recognizing the complex interplay between multiple diagnoses. Wendy's case powerfully illustrates the complex interplay when bipolar disorder and BPD coexist. Her journey began with a depressive episode at 15 following a painful breakup, initially appearing as typical teenage angst before evolving into something more severe. After a period of apparent recovery, she experienced a more profound depression at 17 that necessitated medication. The prescribed antidepressants triggered concerning manic-like symptoms, marked irritability, significantly decreased sleep needs, and increasingly demanding behavior toward family and friends. In college, she experienced a full manic episode characterized by grandiose beliefs about her abilities, hypersexuality that put her at risk, and reckless behavior, including excessive spending and dangerous driving, that culminated in a serious accident and subsequent hospitalization, where she finally received her bipolar 1 disorder diagnosis. Beyond her distinct mood episodes, Wendy grappled with what she described as an overwhelming inner void, profound identity confusion that left her mimicking others' personalities, intense abandonment fears that drove her to excessive texting and calling, and highly unstable relationships marked by idealization and devaluation. Following her boyfriend's breakup, she became physically aggressive with a close friend whom she suspected of flirting with him, demonstrating the intense emotional dysregulation characteristic of BPD. Her promiscuous behavior escalated as she desperately sought validation and acceptance from sexual partners, often feeling empty and used afterward. During her hospitalization after the manic episode, while mood-stabilizing medications helped regulate her bipolar symptoms, they did little to address her underlying paranoid thinking, persistent hostility, and intense fear of abandonment. Research indicates that bipolar disorder and BPD coexist in approximately 27.6% of cases, creating significant diagnostic challenges due to overlapping symptomatology. Both conditions share features including irritable mood, racing thoughts, pressured speech, risk-taking behaviors, and marked impulsivity during manic phases, while depressive phases in both disorders manifest similar symptoms of profound sadness, poor concentration, and suicidal ideation. This overlap often leads to delayed or incorrect diagnoses, potentially affecting treatment outcomes. Distinguishing between these disorders requires careful attention to critical differences in timing, symptom patterns, and treatment response. Bipolar disorder involves extreme mood pulls, mania or hypomania, and depression, with symptoms persisting for specific durations, 4 or more days for hypomania, 1 week for mania, 2 weeks for depression. Unlike BPD episodes typically triggered by identifiable interpersonal stressors like perceived abandonment or rejection, bipolar episodes often occur without clear external triggers. People with bipolar disorder typically experience periods of relative stability between episodes and can maintain meaningful relationships during these times, while BPD sufferers face persistent emotional instability and chronically turbulent relationships. Another crucial distinction lies in medication response. Bipolar symptoms generally respond well to mood stabilizers and antipsychotics, while BPD's core issues of chronic emptiness, identity disturbance, and abandonment fears remain largely unaffected by pharmacological interventions. This explains why BPD patients often receive multiple medication classes with limited efficacy. There's simply no medication that directly addresses feelings of emptiness or fears of abandonment. This treatment challenge underscores the importance of proper differential diagnosis and the need for comprehensive treatment approaches that combine appropriate medication for mood symptoms with targeted psychotherapy for personality-related issues. Ray's story demonstrates how depression can progress from mild to severe when left untreated. His wife, Maria, finds him unresponsive in bed, surrounded by the smell of urine, feces, and body odor from not getting up for days. When she discovers him, he simply says, "Nothing matters when you're alone in the dark." At the hospital, Ray gives one-word responses and makes fatalistic statements about life. Despite stabilizing medically, he refuses antidepressants, believing they would change who I really am. Depression isn't passive, but actively works against you, convincing you to embrace despair and distorting your belief in recovery. Ray's symptoms progressed from mild to severe over years, with recurrent episodes rather than one continuous episode. By age 30, his depression caused significant dysfunction, yet he refused treatment until reaching extreme severity, a common pattern as depression makes hope seem frightening. Major depressive disorder occurs in 83% of individuals with BPD, creating a deadly combination that increases suicide attempt frequency and severity. Depression symptoms overlap significantly with BPD features, including consistent low mood, anhedonia, sleep disruption, worthlessness, concentration difficulties, and suicidal ideation. The key to distinguishing major depression from BPD depressive episodes lies in timing and triggers. Major depression requires symptoms persisting for at least 2 consecutive weeks, while BPD episodes typically last hours or occasionally days, and usually follow identifiable triggers like perceived rejection. BPD depressive symptoms often remit quickly once the triggering situation resolves. Depression, combined with BPD, creates distorted perceptions, depression-colored glasses that affect motivation, thoughts, feelings, actions, events, and situations. These distortions impact three types of motivation: fear motivation, seeing only dreadful outcomes; incentive motivation, downplaying rewards; and inspiration motivation, distrusting positive influences. This perpetuates helplessness, hopelessness, and confusion, making it difficult to evaluate situations accurately and often leading to impulsive behaviors, self-harm, and isolation. To counter these distortions, Fox recommends exercises like debunking your depression to identify depression's false messages, gather contradicting evidence, and develop healthier, more adaptive perspectives. He also suggests creating a Doing It Differently plan that helps identify core content, triggers, CBPD manifestations, and counter-strategies. Annalise's case study shows how overwhelming anxiety can escalate to psychosis when left untreated. Despite her successful career as an attorney, Annalise developed generalized anxiety with insomnia, fatigue, and irritability that she neglected due to her busy schedule. Though she started therapy after a panic attack, she didn't practice the technique she learned. Her condition deteriorated until she experienced auditory hallucinations commanding her to commit suicide, requiring emergency intervention and antipsychotic medication. BPD's very name originated from the belief that individuals with this disorder were on the border of psychosis. The combination is particularly challenging. Psychotic symptoms like auditory hallucinations significantly worsen functioning and treatment outcomes for those with BPD. Research shows hallucinations occur in 26 to 54% of individuals with BPD, while delusions affect 17 to 29%. The fear and suspiciousness common in BPD aren't true psychotic symptoms, but rather anxiety-based responses that typically follow stress-inducing situations centered on abandonment fears. These unsubstantiated fears usually diminish when the stressful situation subsides. Similarly, dissociation, a cognitive disturbance involving impaired attention, recurrent illusions, daydreaming states, memory disturbances, depersonalization, and derealization, serves as a defense mechanism protecting from overwhelming emotions related to trauma. Psychosis fundamentally impairs reality testing, the ability to differentiate self from others, internal from external stimuli, and maintain emotional control in social contexts. While impaired reality testing defines all psychotic disorders, those with BPD typically maintain intact reality testing except during intense stress, which can trigger quasi-psychotic symptoms. These quasi-psychotic symptoms in CVPD involve hallucinations and delusions that last less than 2 days and center around abandonment fears rather than the bizarre, long-standing symptoms seen in true psychotic disorders. For managing these symptoms, Fox recommends grounding techniques to refocus thoughts and feelings in the present when feeling detached or losing control. These include cold water splash to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, savory sips or bites with focused attention on sensations, slow, steady breathing, listening intently to surrounding sounds, focusing on a specific body part and its sensations, the 5-4-3-2-1 method, identifying things you can see, touch, hear, smell, and taste, and touching an object while focusing on its texture and feel. Shelley's lifelong struggle with ADHD illustrates how these symptoms can disrupt every aspect of life. From special education in elementary school through failed attempts at college and employment, Shelley's inability to focus, constant physical movement, excessive talking, and forgetfulness have sabotaged jobs, relationships, and parenting responsibilities. Despite accommodations throughout school and trying various medications that cause side effects, Shelley continues to struggle. Their case becomes more complex when viewed through the lens of CBPD comorbid ADHD and BPD. Beyond attention and hyperactivity issues, Shelley shows intense emotional reactions, sobbing, self-harm, hitting themselves, and catastrophizing about job loss. Unlike pure ADHD, Shelly exhibits classic BPD features: fear of abandonment, they all leave, you'll leave me too, identity disturbance, intense relationships, and self-harm to demonstrate emotional pain. While ADHD affects about 4% of the general population, approximately 38% of individuals with BPD have comorbid ADHD, and 14% diagnosed with childhood ADHD later develop BPD. Both disorders share surface features that complicate diagnosis, particularly inattentiveness and hyperactivity/impulsivity that impair concentration and task completion. Though emotional dysregulation occurs in both conditions, it manifests differently. In ADHD, emotions build quickly but typically remain manageable, while in BPD, emotions become so overwhelming that the person either feels paralyzed or acts out destructively. Low frustration tolerance and irritability appear in both conditions, but become more prominent and difficult to control when they occur jointly. Distinguishing between ADHD and BPD requires identifying symptoms unique to BPD that aren't present in ADHD alone. These include aggressive behavior, paranoid ideation, dissociation, defensiveness to feedback, self-harm, guarded presentation, fear of disappointment, abandonment fears, emptiness, promiscuity to feel whole, and intense relationships. Another key distinction is unstable self-image in BPD, ranging from situational people-pleasing to a profound sense of not knowing one's beliefs or direction, which isn't present in ADHD. For managing CBPD with ADHD components, Fox recommends mindfulness practices that help bring focus to the present moment. Moving mindfulness activities include mindful eating or drinking, experiencing food through all senses, mindful moving, focusing on physical sensations while walking, and the glitter shake technique, using a container of water and glitter to visualize how thoughts rise and fall. Karen and Malcolm's stories illustrate different trauma-related conditions that can co-occur with BPD. Karen describes her hypervigilance, constantly scanning her environment for threats, and experiencing severe avoidance behaviors, particularly around a specific perfume scent that triggers vivid flashbacks of past trauma. Her relationship difficulties manifest in unstable friendships and romantic partnerships, while her rage mode emerges when feeling cornered or emotionally overwhelmed. Malcolm shares his story of being a cutter since age 8, using self-harm as a coping mechanism for overwhelming emotions. His history includes severe emotional and physical abuse from primary caregivers, resulting in chronic sleep disturbances, nightmares, persistent relationship instability, and a pervasive feeling of emptiness that follows him through life. Trauma isn't required for a BPD diagnosis, though approximately 71% of those with BPD report significant childhood adversity. This includes emotional abuse, reported by 62%, physical abuse, 49%, sexual abuse, 32%, and various forms of neglect. Research indicates that PTSD co-occurs in 24 to 58% of those with BPD, and about 45% of people with BPD meet criteria for CPTSD, highlighting the significant overlap between these conditions. These statistics underscore the complex relationship between early life experiences and personality development. Despite significant symptom overlap between CPTSD and BPD, distinguishing between them requires careful clinical examination of symptom onset timing and their specific manifestations. Pre-trauma relationship problems, impulse control issues, and dissociative symptoms likely stem from personality structure rather than trauma exposure. BPD-specific symptoms not found in CPTSD include intense fear of abandonment, often leading to frantic efforts to avoid it, chronic feelings of emptiness, dramatic shifts in black and white thinking about others, and persistent identity confusion. Conversely, CPTSD-specific symptoms include detailed trauma flashbacks, systematic avoidance of trauma reminders, heightened hypervigilance, difficulty recalling specific aspects of traumatic events, deep-seated avoidance of intimacy, and trauma-related self-devaluation patterns. For trauma-related CPBD, Fox outlines a comprehensive 5-step hierarchical sequence designed to reduce symptom impact while systematically restoring security, building symptom mastery, and enhancing personal empowerment. This begins with restoring your sense of safety, your fundamental belief in controlling yourself and your environment, by identifying what safety means to you personally and who helps create that feeling. This might include establishing physical boundaries, creating safe spaces, and developing reliable support networks. Revealing your trauma story is presented as an act of empowerment, not just disclosure. This process involves telling your experience without judgment, shame, or guilt, but only when you feel emotionally prepared and have proper support systems in place. The narrative process should be gradual and self-paced, allowing for integration of difficult memories while maintaining emotional stability. The final step involves reconnecting to your sense of worth through structured exercises like writing letters to different aspects of yourself, the traumatized part with deep compassion and understanding, your recovered self with pride and acknowledgement of growth, and finally, an integration letter merging both perspectives. This helps you recognize your true worth beyond CPBD and builds a foundation for lasting recovery. The process emphasizes self-compassion, acceptance of past experiences, and recognition of personal strength and resilience. For those with multiple co-occurring conditions, as 42% of people with BPD have, FOX provides strategies to synthesize information about their specific symptom presentation and develop targeted approaches. He introduces exercises to help organize this knowledge. The complete complexity, which involves listing all co-occurring conditions with their symptom scores, and your top 10 symptoms, which helps identify the most impactful symptoms. Even with symptoms narrowed down to the top 10 most impactful ones, confusion about which to address first is common. The Clarity of Success exercise helps identify what it looks like when symptoms lessen, creating concrete markers of improvement. For example, knowing that depression has lessened when you're playing guitar more often, have energy to go outside, and your concentration improves. Fox emphasizes that therapy isn't a passive process, but an active one where you must be a utilizer of insight rather than just a consumer. The therapeutic journey isn't linear. It involves relief and hope alongside fear and apprehension as you move away from comfortable maladaptive patterns toward new adaptive strategies. Backsliding is normal, and these moments are when a therapist can be most helpful. Substance abuse represents the greatest impediment to overcoming CPD, with research showing 28 to 63% of BPD individuals have alcohol abuse disorders and 28 to 72% have drug use disorders. Fox strongly recommends addressing substance abuse first before tackling CPD core content, as sobriety stabilization creates a foundation for building adaptive strategies and skills. The ideal therapeutic scenario involves patient and provider working together against CPD through vigilant monitoring of core content activations and surface content responses. Growth beyond CPD involves an ebb and flow of successes and challenges, with therapeutic sessions exploring emerging problems and connecting them to adaptive strategies. Backsliding is normal, and these moments are when a therapist can be most helpful. Substance abuse represents the greatest impediment to overcoming CPD, with research showing 28 to 63% of BPD individuals have alcohol abuse disorders and 28 to 72% have drug use disorders. Fox strongly recommends addressing substance abuse first before tackling CPD core content, as sobriety stabilization creates a foundation for building adaptive strategies and skills. The ideal therapeutic scenario involves patient and provider working together against CPD through vigilant monitoring of core content activations and surface content responses. Growth beyond CPD involves an ebb and flow of successes and challenges, with therapeutic sessions exploring emerging problems and connecting them to adaptive strategies. Throughout his work, Fox emphasizes that knowledge is empowerment, a tool to help replace maladaptive patterns with healthy ones and inform treatment discussions with professionals. With proper understanding of the complex interplay between BPD and co-occurring conditions, individuals can break free from the cinderblock shoes of their symptoms and build lives of greater stability, connection, and fulfillment.